Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us, getting ready for Sunday House Call on 580 CFRA, Sunday 4 till 5. You're going to have a guest on.
That's right. We're going to have Dan Gardner, journalist for the Ottawa Citizen, and now also in the National Post, who's written a new book called Future Babble. And this book, Steve, is, and this goes to what we talk about a lot today, predicting what's going to happen in health. You have that every day on the news. You know, John Brenner will talk about financial outlooks and what some of the experts are saying. And what is the psychology behind this? Why the need to rely on predictions that invariably are wrong? Most of the time, when you look at the evidence, predictions are no better than chance, especially with regards to economics, even health, all the areas. So why is it that we function this way? And why is it that we're also suckers for people who are smart, dressed smartly, who exude confidence, who seem so self-assured of themselves that this is exactly how things are going to turn out? And we believe them over and over and over again. But when you look at the data, and look at what has happened over decades of this type of behavior, that invariably they are wrong. And this goes to the importance of dealing with health and our decisions about health, the treatments that we choose, the claims that are out there, our assessment of risk, how all these things mesh together. So the talk with Dan is going to be understanding the psychology behind this so that people are aware of what's going on around them and can sort of discern and critically think about why is it someone's trying to claim something.
Well, I hope you'll look at why we choose to believe certain predictions and choose to ignore others. There are many, for example, with regard to the economy, who predicted the meltdown that occurred and said it would occur, but by and large, the public ignored those experts in favor of the ones who stood to make money by saying, don't worry about it, everything's okay, let's just keep on coasting and printing money as they are right now in the United States. Let's just print $2 trillion more dollars, and look what the markets are doing. They're flocking. Yep. Saying, give me some of that free stuff.
That's exactly right, Stephen. And this is, and you couldn't have said it any better in terms of the behavior, because people say, oh yeah, once you tell me how these people operate, yeah, we're not going to do that mistake again. And yet it happens over and over again. With regards to the people that predicted, and Dan talks about this in his book, predicted the outcome of the meltdown, they were right in that respect, but when you actually look at all their predictions, that is, if you go back several decades, they were wrong a lot of times as well. So we tend to focus also on the person who's given that particular prediction and ignore everything they've said before, even if they were wrong, because we want them to be right.
I'm not a Dan Gardner fan, so I'll reveal that up front.
Right.
But what about H1N1? You know, the experts
exactly
told us there was going to be an H1N1 outbreak, and you talked about herd mentality and why we got to get these shots, and
yeah,
a lot of people did, but most did not. Well, you know, are you saying that we should have ignored those experts? Because 60% of people did ignore them.
That again, goes to the psychology of other experts or other people who were expressing ideas that contradicted what was being said about the H1N1. And so it tapped into certain belief systems people had, certain suspicions that they had about the established medical opinion. And you know, in some ways, it's important to be skeptical, and it's important to be able to make those decisions for yourself on the evidence that is there. But the point being is that the evidence that was had at that time indicated that we should have been concerned. And the other side that was predicting this didn't have any evidence, but they were focusing on the fears people had. So it's just very interesting how that psychology works.
Okay. That's Sunday, 4 till 5.